I know Bruce gave his report, and I know the service was full, so I promise to be very brief about Miss Sarah. But I don't want to miss out on her, because she has a lot to teach us. So briefly, I will say, in Hebrews, as Bob read so beautifully for us, it was by faith that even Sarah was able to have a child. Though she was barren and was too old, she believed that God would keep his promise. When I think of Sarah and I think of her relationship with God, I think of it in some ways as a love story. For Sarah's faith in God was entwined with her love of her husband Abraham. Her name originally was Sarai, S-A-R-A-I, which means princess. And together, Abraham and Sarah became the father and mother of the Jewish race. And as such, Sarah remains one of the most important female figures in all of world history. The Bible tells us that Sarah was a remarkable woman. It also tells us that she was beautiful, stunning, in fact, and that she held her beauty into her age. For her husband Abraham, even at the age of 90, was afraid that kings and princes would fall in love with her. And he was right, at least on two occasions. Not many people are listed as being beautiful in the Bible, so she holds good company with that of Eve and Esther and a very few. And if you look at the Hebrews passage that we've been studying these weeks, Sarah is only one of two women listed there. Her journey of faith was long, unpredictable, and as some would say, a roller coaster of highs and lows. And I think if I was to ask each of you what your faith journey might be like, yours might be a roller coaster as well. A few things. One, imagine if your husband or your wife came inside and said, "The Lord came to visit me and told me we are to pack up our entire house and move to a place unknown, and it's a very long journey, so let's go." I'm glad I heard some laughter out there, right? I think Abraham, you know, he was the one that got the word of God directly, right? I mean, God came to him and talked to him, but Sarah didn't. And he came into her, he's like, "Hey, we gotta pack up the house, we gotta move, we gotta go." Now, I know a lot of women in this room, and I'm sure if your husband came in and said, "God told us we gotta move, let's pack up and go," that not out of faith would you not say no, but you might have a few questions, like, where are we going, and how far away is it, and what do we need to pack, and how should I prepare, and is it gonna be cold there, do I need to take the coats, or is it gonna be hot, do I need bathing suits, like, what do I need, right? I mean, you guys pack for a week away, and it's like a journey, right? Imagine if you were moving. But Sarah, who had faith, did not question him, believed that God visited him, trusted him, and trusted God, and packed up and went. As we've been talking these weeks, faith is like that. Stepping out into the unknown, trusting and believing that God has your best interest in mind. Two, there was a promise given to Sarah that she held on to. God told Abraham, "I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others, and I will bless those who bless you. I will harm those who curse you, and you will have descendants as numerous as the stars." And Sarah and Abraham waited and waited and waited and waited. I kind of feel like they were with the Jackson Township in negotiating a building contract, right? 2.5 years later, we're waiting and waiting and waiting. You've got to understand that Sarah was 65 years old. And until this point, She had never been able to have children. And the promise of a little baby when she was first told this gave Sarah hope and joy. And I'm sure Abraham noticed a sparkle in her eye at the thought of being a mother and carrying a child. 3, enduring patience. 25 more years would pass. She was 65 plus 25 equals how old? I didn't hear you. How old? 25 plus 65 is 90 years old. Now, I love it when I call up some of you to help out at the church and you say, "Oh, I'm too old." And I say, Sarah had a baby at 90, and Abraham was a father at 120-something years old, so I don't know how you can say you're too old. Remember that. But Sarah faced serious struggles, and she often seemed to doubt. And sometimes she took things in her own hands, and it did not always work out. But that's what we call a roller coaster of faith. 4, endless power. As I mentioned last week, the word of the Lord is faithful. His promises come true. He is powerful. And sure enough, Sarah became pregnant and gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age. Tears of delight mingled with laughter as Isaac came into the world. A weight lifted off Sarah's heart, for back in the day when a woman was barren, it carried a huge burden with it. And of course, bearing a son was of the utmost privilege. There was a story of John Claypool, who in his book, Light Within You, tells of his young daughter who was diagnosed with leukemia and was in a tremendous amount of pain. I'm almost done. I know we gotta go home. One night in the hospital, his daughter asked him, "Daddy, when will my pain go away?" And John said, "Honey, we're doing everything we can to get rid of it." And his daughter asked, "Daddy, have you asked God when my leukemia will go away? Have you asked him, Daddy? What did God say?" And Claypool writes that he didn't know what to say to her. What do you say to a little girl when God seems as if he is not listening? What do you say when the heavens are silent? I struggle myself. This is one of the hardest sermons I had to write, and in a way it's good it's short. Many of you know I want to be married. Many of you know I would absolutely love to have a baby. It's been my biggest dream my whole life. I thought I was made to be a mom. When I was younger, I said I wanted 6 kids, 3 adopted, 3 by birth. And I'm getting old. Job writes in the Old Testament, "I go east, but he is not there. I go west, but I cannot find him. I do not see him in the north, for he is hidden. I turn to the south, but I cannot find him." Maybe right now you're in a situation in your life where things aren't going the way you want them to go. Maybe you are struggling. Maybe you are wondering, why is God silent with you? And like the father with a little girl with leukemia, what do we say? God is faithful to his promises, and he will be true to you. And Sarah is lifted up in this New Testament passage in Hebrews as a woman of faith. For even though her witness is a roller coaster, in the end, she believed in the Lord above and his promises for her. and that easy is not the word that is attached with following and believing in God. Sometimes we have to sit back and watch our character develop when God is silent. There's a story, and I'll close with this, where in a wall in Cologne, Germany, where Jews had been hiding from the Nazis, there was this quote: "I believe in the sun even when it is not shining. I believe in love even when I don't feel it. And I believe in God even when he is silent." We know what happened to Sarah, right? God worked out all things for good. She gave birth to a beautiful son named Isaac, who would go on to be in the list of the faithful and pass on lineage to Jesus Christ himself. God has a plan for each of us. He loves us. And the question is, do we love and believe in him for now and forevermore? Amen.